checks. My parents' friends told them to let me go to jail, Lisa says, but they couldn't let me fall that far. They were hoping that I'd wake up, realize what I was doing, and get help. In gambling's grip. Lisa's obsession began to make her physically ill, which is typical of compulsive gamblers. I started getting migraine headaches, she says. In addition, Lisa sometimes arrived at the casino without clearly knowing how she had gotten there. She stopped caring how she looked and dressed.
Okay, Lisa's really out of control now. She is losing a lot of money, but she can't quit playing the slot machines. To be able to keep gambling, she steals money from her dad and writes bad checks, which is when you write a check for more money than you have in your checking account at the bank. Stealing and writing bad checks don't sound like the sorts of things Lisa normally does. At least she didn't do them before she started gambling. This is another way that having a gambling problem is like being addicted to drugs or alcohol. It makes people do things they wouldn't usually do. Lisa promises her parents again and again that she'll stop gambling, but she still doesn't. I wonder what it will take to make her stop. Let's read on and find out. Head back to the middle of page 11, to the paragraph starting with, "After a while, I didn't care if I won or lost."
After a while, I didn't even care if I won or lost, she says, echoing a common attitude among compulsive gamblers. As Letson confirms, at some point, it's not about winning anymore. It's about getting a fix from making a bet. But even the act of betting was wearing thin for Lisa. I hated to be there, but I could not stop going to the casino, she says.